A. Living in New Zealand. Area 267,710 square kilometres. Population 4,365,100. Capital Wellington. Major cities Auckland, Christchurch, Hamilton. Language English, Maori. Currency New Zealand dollar. Life expectancy at birth male 78.79, female 82.94. Literacy male 99%, female 99%. National Day, New Zealand Day, Waitangi Day, the 6th of February. My name's David and I'm 15 years old. I live in Auckland on the North Island. It's the largest city in the country and it's also a university city. Young people from all over the world come here to study and enjoy outdoor life. You can do water sports like sailing, fishing, swimming and scuba diving. Inland, there are lots of mountains and forests where you can go hiking, camping, skiing, climbing, rafting or bungee jumping. Here in Auckland, you can go skydiving from the Sky Tower. The tower is what gave the city its nickname, Sky City. Hi there, my name is Moana and I'm 16. I'm a Maori girl and I live close to the town Whangarei. The Maoris were fierce warriors and they used to rule this country. New Zealand was colonised by the British in the 1700s. They signed the Treaty of Waitangi in 1840 and the Maoris have been fighting for their rights ever since. Today, New Zealand is a multicultural society with minorities mainly from Asia and other Pacific Islands. As a young Maori, I live in two cultures. I have one foot in modern city life and the other in the traditional Maori way of life. This means I can take the best things from both cultures and I'm very proud of my Maori heritage. Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm 17 and I live in Christchurch, the second largest city in the country. We have some amazing wildlife here. We have lots of birds that are endemic, like the kiwi, a big nocturnal bird that can't fly. Kiwi is also the nickname for a New Zealander, by the way. My favourite bird is the tui. It has black feathers and white pom-poms under its beak. Did you know that there are more animals than people here? That's because we have about 10 million sheep. New Zealand is often used for film locations because of the spectacular scenery. Maybe you've seen some films from here. The Maori and the Marae. Many Maori today live in big cities and lead modern lives, but they still have a strong connection to their tribe. In every tribal area, there is a local marae. This is a community house, an important meeting place. The Maori also hold parties, weddings and funerals here. The marae's are usually built of wood and are often beautifully decorated. A marae is treated with great respect. According to tradition, it's the older women of the tribe who invite people in. They stand at the front porch or at the gate and call you in. Make sure you leave your shoes by the door. This is a sign of respect. The Maori culture was a warrior culture, and the haka is a traditional war ritual. It was performed before a battle to scare off the enemy. Have you heard of the All Blacks? That is the name of the national rugby team. They perform the haka before their matches.